To give a picture of the Masechta, I mentioned last year, I'm going to mention again, that from Daf Lamed to Daf Mem was the dinim of Macholei Sasurai. So it's the dinim of things like Bishul Akum and Cholav Akum and Afiyas Akum, all the products that were either Asur or Mutter, Shemen Akum, which is Mutter. That's Lamed to Mem in this Masechta. Daf Mem to Nun is this Perek, which deals with Avodah Zarah Mamish, which really deals with the Avodah Zarah itself. Here we're dealing with the mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah. The Talmud talks specifically about Asherah, but the copies that I made are from Reb Zilberstein's Sefer on the Masechta, and in this case he really sort of brings it down Lamaisa. The mitzvah of destroying Avodah Zarah, he deals with the Shaila about someone whose Chinese worker brought him a little statue, a little Avodah Zarah, toy of a Getchkala. And the Getchkala, now he's so excited, he got a Getchkala, he could be Mekayim Mitzvah Sasei Deraisa to destroy the Getchkala. So he has to Shaila whether he makes a bracha when he destroys it. And that's the nidain that it has here. It's not the typical bracha that you find listed in the Siddurim after benching. The mitzvah is destroying an Avodah Zarah. So what's nice about it is it brings it lamaisa. I was thinking, we always like to try to do mitzvahs that we never did. People go for Shiloh HaKein, and every once in a while they have a pidyon petach hamor in the newspaper, is a picture of the donkey. Everyone's trying to do mitzvahs. Maybe we should start something to get Avodah Zarahs and to try to destroy them. I don't know what the halach is. If I want to do this mitzvah, so I want to go to the Avodah Zarah store, and I don't know where you buy them, but go and purchase an Avodah Zarah to be mekayim the mitzvah. Is there any reason I'm not allowed to buy the Avodah Zarah? I'm having a noah by destroying it. Okay, mitzvah slav lahen is nidun. So at least the mitzvah part is geschmack. If someone do a business, like a Shulchan Kain business, and start charging people for providing Avodah Zarah to destroy, that may be. What? The burnt? See, the sheitel is not an Avodah Zarah. In worst case, the sheitel is takruv is Avodah Zarah. No mitzvah to burn it. It's just, it might be also bahanoah. But the Avodah Zarah itself, that's a mitzvah to burn. And what? Hazmona is by, it says Hazmona Avodah Zarah by Goy is milsehi, and by Yid is not. If Yid is Mazmin, we'll probably change his mind. But if Goy is Mazmin, it says Hazmona milsehi. So I don't know, maybe just to be able to call a sveikis, you call in a guy and tell him to bow to it or something. You don't have any sveikis about it. That should be a bona fide of it. We'll give a hechsher bona fide of a desire that you can make a bracha on. Not murkiv or anything. So I don't know. I say it jokingly, but maybe it's an opportunity to what? I'm asking you: is there any reason you can't buy an avodah zarah to destroy it? I don't know. What? Yeah, I won't have it in my rishus. It says in your house you're not having an avodah zarah, right? Whatever the pasuk is, but I won't. I'll just buy it and go straight to the fire and destroy it. I won't make any mitzvah. No, bittel means when you mevatel an avodah zarah, you mevatel, and then you're allowed to have anah. You're allowed to melt it and use the gold. I'm not talking about using the gold. I'm talking about doing the mitzvah, destroying it, and not having anah from it. As a matter of fact, it bothered me a little. We had earlier that David HaMelech came upon an Avodah Zarah and he had got a guy to be mevatel it and he used it. He missed the mitzvah. What about losing a mitzvah to destroy the Avodah Zarah by having the guy be mevatel it? So I don't know. Alright, the guy with the shayla, if you make a bracha, it's a little hard to know. This Zilberstein talks about it a little back and forth without a clear maskana. What's bothering you? If you go through this particular piece, he brings two places you don't make a bracha, and two places you do make a bracha, and he wants to know what to compare it to. So listen to the four cases. He has a case, Hashavas Gezeilah. Someone stole something, and now he's returning it. He's doing a mitzvah, returning Gezeilah. So there he brings from a Tshuvas HaRashba that you don't make a bracha on that kind of mitzvah. With a mitzvah, a person stole and he's returning what he stole, so they call it a mitzvah babaveira, but it's a mitzvah that comes about, I guess, through an aveira, and you don't make a bracha. But the second example is stolen tzitzis. Now, not that you stole the tzitzis, someone else stole the tzitzis. And the Yekaina, which Shina Rishua said, the person, the Ziyash Shina Rishua, now it's your tzitzis here, you're allowed to wear the baguette, because he has to pay back the person he stole from, but you're allowed to wear it. Shavas Aveda, we don't make a brachas. Why? Hashavas Gazel is a Shailah, not Hashavas Aveda. We have to know that Tshuvas HaRashba goes through all the things we don't make brachas on. It explains why. I don't remember if he has a Shavas Aveda there. But my point is, on returning Gazela and on tzitzis that are stolen, we don't make a bracha. He brings actually a machloikis, he brings from the Gra that you don't make a bracha. And then, in the second case, the person didn't even do the Aveira, someone else did the Aveira. And the tzitzis ended up coming to him, you don't make a bracha. And then the last two cases, you do make a bracha, is one which involves an aveira, one is a kiddush, l'kaddish shmei barabim, someone who's getting killed, a kiddush Hashem, he makes a bracha. They say that the Gra told Avram ben Avram to get tzedek, to make a bracha, l'kaddish baruch Hashem l'kaddish l'chaylam. Shom says on the Kaddish of Shemai Barabim. There's an old one of my old favorite Briska jokes is about a Briska fellow that was set upon by some Arabs and they were going to kill him. And he asked Rishus just to make a bracha. So they let him. So he stood with Kavan and he was Mechavin and he makes the bracha. Shom says, Yivara the Kaddish Shemai Barabim. And these Arabs got all spooked out and they started running away. So he runs after them and he says, no, hefsik, no. He calls them back. So anyway, there's such a bracha, l'kaddish shmei barabim, even though it's a vals and aveira, someone's killing. And a kai makes a bracha on a karba chatos, which also bothers him. He says, okay, chatos is on shegeg, but some karbanos are on mazidim, karbanosham, some karbanos are on the mazid, and you make a bracha. So why on these you do make a bracha, and those you don't make a bracha? So he's sort of trying to figure out when, if something comes through an Aveira, when you do make a bracha and when you don't make a bracha. So I don't know a clear hachra on this. But, what? I don't remember, I wasn't there. So the Pinchas make a bracha when he killed. I imagine when Bezdin kills, I imagine they make a bracha. What? You don't see that they made a bracha. I don't know. There's actually a Rashi in Nach. When Shmuel brought the carbon, when Shaul came to Shmuel, Shmuel was bringing a carbon, Rashi says he made a bracha. Shmuel says, Sivanu ala kravas, whatever carbon it was.
So,
of course they made a bracha. War against Amalek? What's the shaila? You don't think they made a bracha? Of course they made a bracha.
When you make the bracha,
I don't know. I'm not sure. I push with the arrow. You pull, and then we over last the
yasan. Well, you don't kill bracha.
On what?
Amalek?
I don't know. I want to know if you make a bracha with destroying Avay Dezara, and that's... So I don't know a clear gad there. But I would like to share with you a letter in the Pachad Yitzchak. Rav Huttner, interestingly, was asked why we say a bracha in Shemayne Esrei haroitza b'shuva. Tshuva is only a mitzvah you can be mekayim, you do an aveira. And his whole problem is, he's talking about brachas mitzvahs. Rav Huttner says, haroitza b'shuva, God doesn't want me to do tshuva, God wants me not to do aveiras. So what does it mean, a right to be shuva? What? And therefore, everybody has something. So he was really is, I'll tell you what he said, he says that. He says, there's a Reb Tzadik that I once, many years ago, read in the Novi Shir that I got a lot of flack from. People say, the Velt says, maybe you can find him a car for it, that God doesn't give anyone a nesayin unless he could be oimid on the nesayin. If God gave you a nesayin, you could do something about it. So the Reb Tzadik says that it's not true what people say. Some people have nesayinis that you can't be oimid, that you're an oimid. Every nesayin a person could be oimid. He says sometimes a person gets a nesayin and he's an oimid. You don't know Bishas Maisa. It's very rare that a person knows Bishas Maisa. But every Nisayin, it takes somebody who just became from, just learned about Shabbos. So you can keep the whole Shabbos the first time. There are things that are below a person's level of the Kudus HaBechira. That's where Rav Tzadik writes, and he doesn't like it that people say that everybody could be having Nisayin. You tell somebody, you have to have Kavanah every word of Shemayna Esrei. You, if it's an assign, you could be Ayman in it. Really? Every person is capable, every Shemayna Esrei, of having Kavanah every word? Is it so? That's what Rav Tzadik says that idea, that it's not true. I mean, you shouldn't use it as an excuse, but it's not true that every assign a person could be Ayman in it. So, all right, I mentioned Rav Tzadik, Taka, he mentions Yehuda and Tamar, that we don't find anywhere that Yehuda was punished for his affair with Tamar, with his coming out of Tamar. There's no chazal that he was punished. There's this idea that it was maishach him so much that he couldn't do it. Okay. Whatever the reason it might be. He says that, Rav Tzadik says that Yehuda's, the way I remember it, he says Yehuda's Nisayan was not this Nus with Tamar, that he was Nimshak, it's like I say, it was a master plan, it had to happen. His Nisayan was later to say Tzatka Mimeni. That was his Nisayan. If he had thought his Nisayan was the Maisa's Nus, he would have gotten so depressed that he would never have admitted it later. The godless was that he kept a certain Erlichkeit, and later when the Nisayim was to say Tzatka Mimeni, he was able to do it. But so Rav Hudna there writes along those lines of Haraita B'tshuva. He says that everybody has some Averis that he's going to do, no matter what. He uses that Lashon. What? The four that died, Bitei Shel Yadachash, we don't see people waiting in line to become the fifth. Like there are four people in Maaseh Bereishis that didn't do any Averis. He calls them Tzadik Ba'orethesh, Averis. He calls it like that. There's some Averis that you're going to do that are below you in the Kudus HaBechira. What's in the Sayyid? The Sayyid is to do Tshuva for them. So that's the Harayt of Tshuva, that's the idea of Hashem being rights of B'tshuva. That's how he explains the Pasuk. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, the idea that there will be Avodah Zarah in the world is inherent in the world. However you're going to explain it, but the world is a world where there's an Nisayin for different types of Avodah Zarah. There used to be one type of Avodah Zarah, other Avodah Zarah. But the idea that, or Karbachatas, the Torah said there's a Karbachatas. Nobody should do Averis, but they're going to be Averis. It's part of the Halach Yelach of a world of Bechiris that there will be Averis. So when it comes to a particular Avera, a person did an Averis, he doesn't make a bracha because he shouldn't have done the Avera. When it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, you're bringing in Karban Chatas, they're going to be Karban Chatas, they're going to be Karban Oshim. When it comes to destroying Avodah Zarah, they're going to be Avodah Zarah. So it could be that that's maybe a Geder Hadvarim, that on an individual schait, you don't make a bracha. Somebody who steals and eats treifus doesn't make a bracha when he eats treifus. But on the Kol Yistika, that there are various in the Velt, that they exist in the Velt, they are by desires to destroy, they are karmachatas to bring, so it could be that that's possibly a different gather. And Lamaisa, whether you make a bracha, I would think it's like every mitzvah that a person should make a bracha. Do you make Shechiyanu? I don't know, first time. Maybe next week someone will, if anybody comes upon an Avodah Zarah, he could bring it. We could do it Barabbin. Maybe go outside and make a big thing. We can even make it a stula for something or other. And, okay, it's Hashem. Lahavir Gelulim in the Aretz, and it's Hashem. We should come to that day.